All right, this is kind of a silly photo, I admit. There's not much going on here. It's just a rubber duck with a helmet on and a water canteen, and I've labeled it Sentinel because it seems like he's standing guard at a precipice to warn the fortress if any incoming enemies are coming his way. I don't know. It seems kind of weird, but it made for a cool picture. So as a bit of background on this, I was brushing my teeth at early in the morning one day before anyone else in the house got up. I'm usually the first to get up before my wife and kids, and so I kind of get myself taken care of and eat breakfast and everything. So that way when the kids are up, I can just focus on them and let my wife focus on getting things she needs to do done before she gets started with her day. So I'm brushing my teeth. It's early in the morning. And I saw this duck sitting there from bath time the night before when the kids are playing in the bathtub. And it looked pretty cool. There was this neat play of light and shadow going on. It was all dark. And you can kind of see that in the background. It recedes into this dark, empty void on the top. In fact, the whole top left quadrant of this photo is entirely black, and it gives this kind of oppressive sense of almost doom and gloom to the whole thing. But yet this duck, despite all the darkness back there, is watching diligently and at his post and all that. And I thought it made for kind of a cool little image to make. And I didn't change anything about this. I think I rotated the duck just 30 degrees, maybe a little bit, so you could see his beak and his eyes. But really, this is as it was. I didn't really change anything. And there's nothing special here. It's just a duck sitting on the edge of a bathtub. But it made for kind of a fun little photo to take. And it was one of those moments where I looked at it and I thought, huh, that's interesting. And I would have normally just gone about my day. But instead, I grabbed my camera and took a photo of something that I thought was interesting. It kind of made me think. This was taken. It's a photo of a duck, again, for like the eighth time here. It's a photo of a duck taken with a $2,000 full-frame camera. And I've been thinking about that since I got the D750. Like, is this photo opportunity really worthy of such a expensive camera? And the answer is yes. It doesn't matter. Who cares if it's a D750 or my old D200 or a pocket Kodak, like instant camera or Polaroid or whatever. It doesn't matter. If you have a camera that can take the picture you want, then take it. Who cares if it's supposed to be the right camera for the job? Just use what you got. It's also kind of a good reminder for me that it's sort of like the guy who spends a ton of money on a really nice guitar but never plays it. He just wants to look at it. And that's not what it's designed for. You can't get better at guitar if you spend money on a guitar and then never use it. You just think about playing it sometimes. That's not going to work. You have to use your equipment. It's designed to be used. Your camera, wherever it is sitting right now, is designed to be used. So go get it and take some pictures of it. And don't worry about is the picture I'm going to take worthy of getting the DSLR down? Or can I just use my phone? Well, just take the picture. It doesn't matter. And if you have the DSLR, great. If you don't, use your phone or use whatever camera you have. But the point is to be taking pictures and looking at the world around you. And this also serves as a reminder to me that you can find interesting photo opportunities even in the most mundane everyday things in life. This, as a side note, this is taken at 160 ISO 6400, a 1/90th of a second at f/1.8. And that was the only way to get enough light into it to create a decent photo, was to shoot wide open like that at a super high ISO. There's a little bit of noise and grain, but I don't really care. It looks fine. Certainly way better than anything my other cameras could have done. But the eyes are slightly out of focus. That's, I think, either due to the razor thin depth of field. So I might have focused just beyond his eyes. And if you look at the left hand side, you can see where the focal plane is. It's really thin on the edge of the bathtub tile there. So it's possible I focused behind him just slightly, or it's due to the high ISO, which doesn't resolve fine detail as well. But either way, you can pixel peep and zoom in and see the imperfections, or you can just stand back and sort of look at the photo for what it is. And that's kind of what I've tried to take. That's the approach I've tried to take here. So there you have it, a little toy on the edge, and it's kind of an interesting photo. My challenge to you then is find a way of looking at something ordinary, mundane, simple that you might see every day and see if you can turn it into a somewhat interesting picture.